your sound off. Recorded on Monday morning, November 4th, 2019. I am your host, Andrew Rude, and I'm here for your quick roundup of IU Sports News. Indiana men's soccer finished regular season play with a 1-0 victory against Michigan State Sunday afternoon in East Lansing. The win gives the Hoosiers the Big Ten regular season championship for the second consecutive season, increasing their regular season title count to 16. A penalty kick from sophomore Jack Mayer in the 28th minute was the only score needed for the Hoosiers, as freshman goalkeeper Roman Calentano recorded two saves against the Spartans. Indiana holds the number one seed in the Big Ten tournament and will be back in action on November 10th. The Hoosiers will host the winner of the 8 vs. 9 seed game to be played on November 9th. On the gridiron, the Hoosiers improved to 7-2 on the season after a 34-3 victory against Northwestern Saturday night in Bloomington. Stevie Scott led the team with 3 touchdowns on the night and 136 total yards. Michael Penix got the start for Indiana after coming back from injury, but left the game in the second quarter with another apparent injury. Peyton Ramsey came in once again and led Indiana to a blowout victory. In the latest top 25 polls, Indiana was left out once again after receiving 44 votes in the coaches poll and 27 from the AP. The Hoosiers enter their second bye week before finishing the season against Penn State, Michigan, and Purdue. Both the Indiana men's and women's basketball programs earned exhibition wins this past week. The men's team overcame a close first half to defeat Gannon 84-54 Tuesday night. Justin Smith led the way for Indiana with 18 points on 5-of-5 shooting, while also shooting 8 of 9 from the free throw line. On the women's side, Indiana defeated McKendree 109-43 Sunday afternoon. Alexa Golbe had a game-high 20 points with 3 made 3-pointers. Kiana Worthen and Jory Allen each had 15 points, while Grace Berger finished the game with 14. The men's program starts a regular season Tuesday night against Western Illinois, while the women's start Thursday against Mount St. Mary's. Both matchups are set for 7 p.m. and can be watched on BTN+. Remember to watch us live Tuesday evenings at 8:30 p.m. or subscribe to our podcast, The Hoosier Sound, wherever you listen to podcasts. If you like the transcript and links mentioned in today's show, head over to IndianaHQ.com to check that out, in addition to all our insightful articles. We will catch you next Monday, November 11th, for the next edition of The Hoosier Sound Off. But as always, thank you for listening, Hoosier Nation.